What do you do when you have a crush on a coworker? I mean, you could set them up to get fired so they're no longer a coworker, and then it's easier to ask them out.
What? No. That's
I've tried that in the past, but that hasn't worked very well when they found out I was the reason they got fired.
But
Dana, who's on the phone for a second date update right now, has a crush on her coworker.
Oh, I love that.
And apparently she actually went out on a date with him. What's up, Dana?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, that's
not
awesome.
Much.
Is it somebody that works in the same department as you?
Actually, we work in the same company, but he's on a different floor in like a totally different department. So we don't really like work together, just at the same company.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, your email said that you found an ingenious way to get him to go out with you without really asking him out. What does that mean?
Okay, well, we have like a work function, an event, and I went up to him and introduced myself. And we exchanged numbers. And I have like a really big crush on him, but I really didn't know what to do, like how to call him or have him ask me out. So like, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
So there's this other girl at our job. She came up with this like great idea that I should text him and say that like a bunch of us are going out for happy hour for some food after work.
Okay, that's awesome.
But like, really? When he got there, it was just me. And I told him, like, everybody had canceled.
What?
Like, oh, man. Yeah. Nobody showed up, just you and me. I guess we can just hang out here and finish this bottle of wine I just ordered for both of us, right?
Oh, my God.
Something like that, yeah. That's
Dude, smart. Were you nervous when you were sitting there that he could find out your big ploy?
I was shaking. I was so nervous. But, like, I didn't know what else to do, so.
Did he figure you out?
I don't know. I still don't know. Like, if he thinks we were on a date or if he realizes it was a date because it was kind of like an ambush date. So I don't really know, like, what he thinks.
But how did it go? How did happy hour go with just you and him?
Well, at first it was, like, really awkward because I guess he expected, like, a bunch of people to be there from work and it was just
Yeah, because you lied to him.
Kinda, yeah.
All right, so you got past the awkwardness at some point?
Sort of. Well, so like, you're just sitting there. It was really uncomfortable. So I was like, oh, let's Google, you know, fun facts about sushi, you know, just to like break the ice or something.
Okay. So did that work?
I thought it was fun. I mean, it was like, did you know, like the green stuff that they wrap the sushi with, it's actually like seaweed, which I didn't know before.
Yeah. That's a fact. I think that's just common knowledge.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that eat sushi know that one. Yeah. But cool that you learned it with him, I guess.
And that other stuff that they use is called rice. Did you look that up too?
I mean, I know that.
Did it get better after that? And did he loosen up?
Okay, so we sat there for a little while, and then he was like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. So he excused himself, went to the bathroom. But then when he got out of the bathroom, he went directly, like, he left the restaurant. He just left.
Oh, did he say goodbye to you?
No, he just left. He didn't say bye or anything.
Whoa. So it sounds like what was a genius plan did not turn out so well.
Okay, but I didn't tell you, like, what happened next.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
He drove home and never talked to you again. Did that happen?
And here we are.
No. So I sat there for like 5 or 10 minutes and I totally thought he ditched me. But then he came back in the restaurant.
Oh.
And like he said he was sorry because he had a really important phone call. So that's why he had to step outside for a few minutes.
Oh my God. That 10 minutes sucks though.
Yeah.
Like you see the guy leave and you're like, oh my God, I just got ditched at a restaurant.
Oh man.
Yeah. My heart for you. Like the ultimate low back up to a real high.
Yeah, I was like almost in tears, like sitting there. I totally thought he had ditched me, but he came back. And so then he was like, oh, well, he said he forgot his wallet at home and asked me if I could drive him home.
Oh, so you had to pay for everything, too.
Yeah, it wasn't that big a deal. It was like $30 or whatever.
Yeah, and it is your ambush date, so you should pay for
it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I just paid for it and drove him home.
Okay.
And did you try to get into his house by being like, oh, I forgot everybody for the work happy hour is actually coming to your house, so can we go inside?
No.
What happened when you drove him home?
He just, like, got out of the car and was like, bye, and, like, went inside and, like, That was it.
Oh, I thought he was going to use that to, like, try to get you up to his place.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping he'd, you know, there were sparks on his side, too, you know, but I don't know if he even realizes it was a date.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it sounds like he might not. Have you texted with him after?
No. Like, I don't know what to do now. Because, like, my plan, I thought it would have ended kind of differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, now I don't know what to do.
And it isn't a date. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you tricked him to showing up to a restaurant and then...
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Or maybe he does. Or I don't know. Like, I don't...
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him and see if, one, he knows he was on a date. And two, if there's a reason he's not calling you back after.
Okay. Because I just really want to know what's going on, if he has any interest in me.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and find out with your second date update right after this, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on.